if you open your white prayer book and turn to the first day sheet, let's chant Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times, the four immeasurables in English, and then right below that in Tibetan. Taya ta mune mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta mune mune maha munaye soha. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. First pink sheet, and let's chant the mantras at the bottom. There's Chenrezig's mantra eight times, and then Green Tara's mantra seven times. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Okay, the children are welcome to go to their classes.
Good morning again. Good morning. Maybe today we'll do a 9-round busy meditation. 9-round busy meditation. did I explain meditation last Sunday? I didn't think so. Last Sunday. Anyway, so first I will explain a little bit about this meditation. So, lying down with the meditation. So, lung, no, the lung, that's like, I'm not sure whether you are aware. So, lung, when you talk about the wind element, you know, that's like gross, subtle, very subtle. When you talk of body, that's gross, subtle, very subtle. You know, when you talk of mind, that's gross, subtle, and very subtle. And also same element. So, the wind element that we are talking about, you know, that's usually this gross one. Gross. Can I say gross? I'm not discussing, but it's gross. sometimes, you know, my English is not good, so actually my English is not good generally, not sometimes. So sometimes the way I use word, you know, so learn something, then I just say, you know, it turns out it's not right. Let's say, but anyway, so long as you understand this, what matters. So, according to Buddhist teachings, the mind and the element, you know, element, and here particularly the wind element. So we are talking about the subtle one, very subtle one, okay, not the gross one, subtle one. So you cannot separate. You cannot separate lung. The subtle, like, and sometimes you say energy, you know, energy, could be energy, lung, that's probably like equivalent word in Tibetan, that's called lung, sim, that's mind, lung sim. Okay, now what we have two, the energy and the mind, lung, sim. Jupachik means they go together, we cannot separate them. You cannot separate. So wherever, you know, the thought goes, the energy goes, you know. So now this 9-round busy meditation, if you are here first time, so you know, it's also, you know, first is all about learning. You know, wisdom is the answer for our problems. You know, wisdom, not just mere faith. The wisdom is the answer for our, you know, for solutions for the problems. And the wisdom, go shut up. First is all about learning. You know? So then doing, then sharing with other people. You know? So lung sim, mind and energy, you know, jubachik, they go together all the time. So now, when the mind become imbalanced, very energy that comes to the mind become imbalanced. So this is called, considered as a wasted energy. Lung roll. Roll is not useful. Lung roll. Oh. So then, when the mind become imbalanced, when the mind, like, say, imbalanced, I mean like flexible. The all well balanced. When the mind become imbalanced, the very energy that mind rises on or comes with the mind, according to the text, it says the mind rides on the energy. It's like almost a horse. Every mind is running, riding on the horse. That's called energy, okay? So when the mind becomes imbalanced, so then the very energy, they become imbalanced. So that energy is called wasted energy. So many of them, when they go through the channels, and thus cause physical discomfort. So then that, you know, like, has negative impact on the mind. So then mind become, you know, unhappy. So now this nine round breathing meditation is to help us to get rid of that imbalance. You can call imbalance or wasted energy. According to the text, instruction is called wasted energy. That's the way to get rid of this wasted energy through this, doing this nine round breathing meditations. It's called nine round because there are three sets. Each set requires three breathings. That's called nine round breathing meditation. So this is the kind of method that you use to get rid of those no wasted energy. So now, so I'm not sure what is the word in Tibetan. Stress. I don't know what is the word in Tibetan for stress. So that if that passes into energy, more likely it's negative energy. So I'm very much hoping, not 100% sure, but very much hoping this non-round breathing meditation will help you to get rid of stress. Maybe worth to try, see. If that helps, then it's wonderful. So now the question is how the mind get imbalanced. That means like not able to pull all your mental energy onto one object. That's how the mind become imbalanced, okay? According to the instructions. How the mind get imbalanced, because if you manage to pull all your mental energy onto one object, that's the way to balance your mind. That's the way to make your mind calm and peaceful. Okay? So now, more concentrations, that's the way to balance your mind. So also according to instructions that, we breathe in and out, 21,000 times a day, we breathe in and out. 21,000 times a day. So, I never checked. I'm not in a position to say that's absolutely right. Well, I'm just saying what has been said in the text. It says we breathe in and out 21,000 times a day. So then out of that, how much we are aware. So it's not something that we are not seeing. We do know how to breathe in and out. So anyway, so nine round breathing meditations. So what do you do first? First, please use your left hand. Any form of breathing meditations is important. It's important for whoever wants to do the breathing meditation. It's important to sit straight. What we have energy, or you can call subtle wind or energy, and we have, sometimes they say chakra is not really looks like wheel, but that's what they call chakra. It's like cable box. Not the time on a cable box, different times on a cable box. So called channel box, There's one here and there's six of them. That's where the channel merge. That's called chakra. It's like channel balls. Last time, Ari Robina asked me, so she wants to know what is chakra, So the closest explanation I can get is like channel balls. That's what it is. And they're called chakra. The channel is not, it is not like round like this. So, okay. So there's no one here, one here, one here, one here, one, there's no some she does five of them, five, no channel box. Channel box. So each time when we do breathing meditation, it's very important to make sure to be straight, no, we sit straight. So this is called meditation, sitting position. It doesn't call meditation. Meditation means to do something else. This is called sitting positions when you do meditate. Because channel, there are three main channels. You know, there are more leans towards the back. It's not in front of the tummy. It's more back towards back, you know. Then use your left hand. First, you block your left nostril. Inhale long, slow. Inhale long, slow from right nostril. Inhale long, slow. Then, that's one. Each time you exhale, one. Each time you inhale, each time you inhale, you count one, okay? Now, first, let's begin. Then, again. Then again. Make sure the precious jewel doesn't come out of the nose. That's first round. That's three. So now inhale, there's one. Exhale. Inhale, there's two. Exhale. Inhale, there's three. Then exhale. This first round is done. No, there's three round. This first round. Maybe you'll do one more time, so make sure that you understand. As I said, it's, in the beginning, it's all about learning. Then, after that, it's all about doing. Then, you know, then experiencing, okay? So, first round. So now second round, right hand. Then same idea, block the right nostril, inhale from the left nostril, long, slow. The second round. Are we clear? The second round. So now the third round, not from the mouth, from the both nostrils, begin with inhale. This is called 9-round breathing meditation. You can do one set, relax, 5 minutes. You can do another set. So you can teach your kids to do. Instead of saying just calm down, people don't know how to calm down. No. This is the way to calm down. You know, there's some breathing meditation. You know. Otherwise, everybody can say calm down. So this is called 9-round breathing meditations. So then, when you are using your both nostrils, you know, you can sit like this. Doesn't matter. Usually, not breathing, other meditation, you know, you sit like this, you know, left hand below, right hand up. And it has significant meaning, you know. It's like this. And this breathing meditation, you know, you can sit like this. Or sometimes, if you are, some of you are doing yoga, so probably you know they sit like this. Actually, they have some image in their mind. There's something in the hand. It's not just, you know, in Tibetan Buddhism, we don't do this. In Tibetan Buddhism, the only explanation I can think of is, you know, that you are holding something. You are holding something in both your hands. It's not just, you know, mudras, hand gestures. So probably that's the only explanation I can think. Because there's 5 points you can, within our body, there's 5 points, you know, this is 1 point. You think about something. You have some kind of mental image you're thinking about. That's why, you know, there's 5 different points where you can think. And this is one of them. If you sit like this, so then, you know, why this finger? So, you know, here I think it's good. In particular, in America, people want to know very details. You know, why is this yellow? Why is it round? Why is it going this way, not this way? You know, it's all about learning. That's good things. You know? So this finger, why this finger? So. Also, again, according to the text, you know, so when you are in the womb, mother's womb, these 2 fingers is in the nose. That's what they say. It's in the nose. So, when you are in the womb, when you get out of the womb, this never finger never goes to in the nose. Some other fingers, you know. So this finger is considered as a cleanest finger. So there's certain offering, you know, you do from this finger, there's reason. Because this finger is considered as one of the most cleanest, no. Other finger, they go so somewhere here. This finger rarely goes, no, unless you have some problem with other fingers. So they're here, you know, wearing a ring, not the finger. The finger where there's no. So then, you know, there's 72,000 channels in our body. 72,000 channels. I only know the number, so please don't ask me the details. I don't know details. I just know the number. So there are certain channels is here, pretty much related to the loving kindness, compassion, you know. So then there are certain practices when you do, you kind of use this hand, try to soften the channels. That's why, that's reason, you know. Maybe probably it helps you to, you know, develop more compassion. So this is 9-round breathing meditation. You can, you know, teach your kids, you know, you can share, so see if that helps to get rid of certain stress. So now concentration, you know, concentration is very important, you know. Some of you already know this. You know, I said this here many times. So reason, not because of this is Buddhist center, not because of that, because we have mind. No matter if you believe in something, not believe in something, we all have mind. You know. So that's important to learn how to balance our mind, or according to ancient teachings or technique or method they use to make your mind calm and peaceful, what they do, they concentrate. They use the breath, you know. After 9 rounds breathing meditation, what you can do, you can just exhale. Inhale, exhale from the mouth, inhale from your nose, 1. Exhale, inhale, there's 2. Exhale, inhale, there's 3. Exhale, inhale, there's 4. You count that, you know, count your mind. 21 times, take break, maybe 30, 40, no. So, without losing your count. So that's, you know, that's a way to improve our concentration. Or you can just, be aware of, you know, your step. When you walk, that's called walking meditation, which is not done in Tibetan Buddhist tradition. We don't do walking meditation. In our tradition, most meditation is like couch potato meditations. You just sit. You know, couch potato. So walking meditation, when I came to America, then I heard about walking meditations. Doesn't matter whether you do in Tibetan tradition or not. That's not important. Important is that we need help to improve our concentrations. If the walking meditation helps you to be more mindfulness, that's good. Then you have to use your own breath. Then also you have there's many different techniques. You know, you can also focus on your feeling. You know, like focus on your feeling, and also create some mental image. That's a different way to do. So here, like mindfulness, like rope, you know, like rope. And this is not just mindfulness, this is a very particular mindfulness we are talking about. So the mind is like elephant. It's so powerful. So now you hear what you need to, in order to tie that elephant. What you need? You need rope. That's mindfulness. Elephant is already there. So in America, there's once in a while, there's an elephant in the room. In Buddhism, there's elephant in the room all the time. that elephant is mind. Nothing more, nothing less. So here in America, when you say there's an elephant in the room, that's not mind, there's something else. So the mind is, elephant is physical, so powerful, it's like mind is like that, not so powerful. So now you hear, you have rope, you have, you know, elephant. Now what you need something to tie that elephant on. So there's object, you know, could be breath, could be mental image, you know, and all of that, okay? So, so that's how the mindful meditation has been done, according to the ancient instructions. So then this mindfulness, very particular mindfulness, why I said it's very particular mindfulness? Because it has three characteristics or qualities, you know. It's not just any mindfulness. First is the object. So I'm not very familiar with, I'm not very familiar with prayer will. So what I need to do, I need to look, not just one time, look, there's a way to create mental image. No, so then after that I don't look, I just look in mental image. So that's the one quality or characteristic that mindfulness has to remember object. That's the mental image, you know, that you create. In order to create mental image, you look. As a Buddhist, you look at the image of the Buddha, you look. One time, then look, then you close you close your eye. So then you see, in the beginning, you don't see the details. No, that's the way it is, you don't see the details. If you see eyes, you just grab on that. If you see the head, you just grab on that. If you see the feet, you grab on that. Although then if you try to lose any of those, then you try to go to the, back to the whole image. It can be flower, it can be color, it can be anything. So point is to try to pile up all mental attention on one object, okay? So that's the first characteristic object. So then, time and time again. So make sure that mind doesn't get out of that object for good. No, so then it's going back to the image, you know, frequently to make sure that we still remember, you know, that. There's a second characteristic. The third one is, make sure that, you know, you don't let, that elephant just wander around. So that's what I'm saying. This is particular mindfulness. If you have all those three characteristics, so that's the kind of mindfulness that can tie that elephant on the object. So now, why you concentrate? Simply, check up calm mind, peaceful mind, that's all. Not because you come to Kathama Center, not because of that. The only thing is that make, there's a way to make your mind calm. Someday, Chishis, okay? I think that's pretty much all about the meditation. So I've been said this because here every looks like every, you know, like there's very little time. So much things to do, so it's here, there, you know, chores, so many chores. But, you know, this concentration meditation, you know, it's not that difficult to learn. And it's simple, but quite easy to do, you know. But in the beginning, you know, as you said, no pain, no gain. So you have to put effort, you know. If somebody says, oh, it's not, you don't need any effort, that's not true. It's not true at all, that's not true, you know. Even like building a muscle. You can just sit around, think, okay, I wish that I would have muscle, not moving, that, you know, require a lot of lifting. That's hard work, you know, that's the result. Same, the mind, your concentration also requires some effort. So with that, if you do that, you get benefit, then it's good, you know, it's a good, calm mind, okay? So then I will read, like to read something from the books. So this is all about meditation. So this is called sitting positions, it's not meditations. Today, I'm going to read one stanza from the Shantideva's book, Guide to Buddhist Way of Life. And this book has been written in 8th century. In the beginning, I already read before this stanza, what we discover, quote, based on this book, all the fear, all types of fear, you know, because of the mind. It's all types of fear because of the mind. And that's very true, you know, when you analyze, it's very true, all types of mind, from the, because of the mind. You know? So now, tete dag is simply means, dag means mind. When I read all your statements, so now I come to the conclusions, my mind, dark symptoms, my, like I said, my, this mind, legs long, leg was much else. I need to, I say, I need to keep that mind, not just keep and also protect that mind, legs long. Well keep, not just keep, well keep and well protect. How, as I said, what we require, it requires the mindfulness that has three characteristics. So that's the kind of mindfulness we need to keep our mind in the right track. That's how you say it, right track. Yeah. If you can do that, same mind, sung means protect. Tushu means practice. You only need the practice that helps you to guard your mind. Guard your mind. You don't need anything else at all. You don't need anything else. Simsung tushu manguba, tushu matokba, tushu mangu chichichas. Why you have all these different, many little practices, you know. If you can guard your mind, that's all you need. Tushu mangu chichichas. That's what Shantideva said. Like many centuries ago, we are in 21st century, this book's been taught around 8th century, somewhere, I don't remember. Monks, we are very bad in history, so we don't know history much. We don't know history. So, now they do, because you know, it's part of exam. You have to know history before. So, the professors, they are much better. Like, you know, professor who teach Buddhism in college, they know more history than I do. Anyway, so now, Samsung Tushu Mangu, Matoba Tushu Mangu Chichi Chas, so that's just want to share that with you. So now, to learn reading Shantideva books, protecting your mind, you know, is a key to overcome from fears, all types of fears. So this is Shantideva books. So now this is one of my favorite books. So I read, you know, not all the time, sometimes I read here, there. So, and here some important information I'd like to share with you. I'm going to read this. If you think it's useful, then you can practice. If you think it's just rubbish, then you just leave them. What they say, this is no like collection of no like advice, like how to overcome suffering. So, different masters. Kalte deva kundu no deva tamji yosu pangs. No, this is quite difficult. It says kalte means if you want all the happiness. If you ask me, yeah, my answer will be yes. Kalte kundu deva tamji yosu pangs. Then second statement, I'm not quite sure. Says abandon all the desires. So that, you know, I'm not sure. Oh, doesn't make sense. We need to think, doesn't make sense. Oh, Dabba Tamche Yongpa, if you abandon all the desires, you will have best form of happiness. Oh. You don't have to become Buddhist, you don't have to become religious persons. That's, no, it doesn't say you, if you become Buddhist, then you will have the best form of happiness. It doesn't say that. It says, if you abandon all the desire, then you know, chodo deva, chodo means supreme happiness. She see the way gentle was, long as we follow desire. She see the way gentle was, dear pardon, one means we are not going to be content. She see the way, let me repeat this, she see the way gentle was, long as we chase desire, we are not going to be content. Tell Akanda, shut up, Jesus. But there's something we can do. What we can do? Shut up. Shut up? It's not shut up. Shut up. In the wisdom. Wisdom is wisdom. Shut up, Jesus. If you chase wisdom, you'll be content. Or satisfied. Satisfied or content. There's no one single person who's been content chasing desires. There's no one single person out there completely be satisfied by simply by chasing desires. You could content or satisfy by wisdom. Those someone who's content or satisfied by wisdom, those person, like it's very difficult to lose their happiness. That's one statement, okay? So then, then now it's like a Asanga statement. Sherabji Tsoa, Chiji Long Chiji, Dewanija. Sherabji Tsoa means somebody who survived based on wisdom. Wisdom? Chiji long chede, dewanije. Sadun tang. Sadun means, you know, something that we eat. So say, happiness that, I'm not sure it's happiness or whatever you call. Like, eating like warm chocolate chip cookie from the whole food. I experience a lot of that pleasures, you know. Not just chocolate chip, it has to be warm. Warm chocolate chip cookies. Today, sadung, like that's like something that eatable. Sadung means, you know, like, the one that, during the Christmas time you can buy, what do you call? Eggnog, you know? Eggnog, or things like that, but that's, all these sensory pleasures, basically. So those happiness simply produced by wisdom, that happiness cannot compete with that kind of happiness. It is, you know, by thinking. That you are just happy by thinking something, not just, you know, simply hearing something or seeing something or doing something. Then they say, how is that? This is Chidayinji. Then somebody's asking questions, how is that? How is that? You're saying that kind of happiness cannot be competed by sensory pleasure or happiness. How is that? How is that? The question. Is this right English? Yeah. How is it that? How is that? Like, you write what you have just said. How? Is it okay? The pleasure, the happiness we generated by those sensory, senses. It's not spread all physical. If you eat something, chocolate chip cookies, I'm not sure you enjoy something. It's here or it's, it's like it's spread whole body, not sure, no. So they're saying it's not like that. Chiroji Chenazale is very much dependent on external object. Yeah, of course, no. If you don't get on the time, if you get later than 6 o'clock, all the chocolate chip could be pretty much gone. So that's, you rely on that external object, so you have to get there on time. So, because these are dependent on external object. Because of that, it won't come simply you wish. It won't come like that. No? Something I'm thinking in your mind, you can bring it up anytime you can bring it up. It's not like, going to Whole Foods, not finding a parking place and constantly worrying about not getting there at time. When you get there, cookies are gone. So then wondering, why there's no more cookies, why they're not making no more cookies, like that. Chiroji chen la rale, but namde means like whenever you want. No, it will not come whenever you want. Minjuwe, rengawa is temporary, rengawa, don't you? Kamsum chan na yoba minbeji. Kamsum, just like, the realm that we live now is called desire realm. Then there's form realm. Then there's formless realm. The three realms. So, this kind of, happiness, I'm not sure, probably there's no chocolate chip cooking in the form realm. I don't think there's whole food in form realm. The formless realm. So the only desire realm, whole food. That's American company. So they say, this kind of happiness is not all in three realms. Remember, don't you? Chi, probably not of a mimbaje, longjese, seba. Yeah. The happiness they generated by, because I'm using this chocolate chip cookie as an example, because I have experience. I ate a lot of them, so that I know how my mind interacts with the chocolate chip cookies, if I don't get one, so there's, on the, another person, me, so Stephanie, she buys the chocolate chip cookies. She buys three, one for her, one for me, one for Onda. I'm always hoping that Onda will not eat it. Oh, hoping that he will forget it. Yeah. So then hope it works once in a while, it doesn't work every day. If the object is finished, then that happiness is gone. Easy to destroy. Somebody from external force is easy to destroy. If something here inside, not that easy to destroy. So then, if something goes live beyond this, you cannot take it. Other happiness, it goes with you. That's like making different, they're trying to make differentiate between happiness that simply generated by wisdom and happiness that generated by sensory pleasure, heavily relying on external object. They're differentiating. Then they're talking about the trouble and worry about the standards. you will not be content, you know. So like, want more, you know, like, yeah, exactly. One cookie is not enough, hoping that you will get another cookie too. So then, like, not, no, there's not, ngomba means no content. So that the chimney do not need to be able to be devashi. So that is saying that, scrap. Scratching scab feels good. Scab feels good. But not having scab is better. No? So this is all like, you know, when there's scab, not every scab, the scab that itch, you know. So jokingly I'm saying, you know, in all the world in America here is useless. Not useless in terms of, you know, monastery. You can't take shower every day. Here you can take shower every day. Monastery, it's not that easy. But you can't take shower every day. So your back itch all the time. So then this wall, when your back itch, this wall is not useful. Because it's like smooth as glass. So then all the wall in the monastery made out of cement, very useful. You just, they were sure you just go to the wall like there, you know. Feels good, you know, very feels good. So that if you over scratch, next day it hurts. Number two, now, there were the, it's like, it's not really happiness, it's like temporary relief. Similar scratching scab. It's like temporary relief that you feel like it's kind of happiness. But it's much better if you don't have scab. It's much better. The nature of it, the way you do not have the meaning of it, it's just, we just call it's happiness. But actually, it's not really happiness. Yeah, this is the one I just want to share with you. So because of, I think, as I've been talking to Julie yesterday, you know, yeah, we, like, unfortunately, I'm not saying with heavy mind, unfortunately, we ourselves, you know, make our lives sometimes miserable, the way we think, you know, so uptight with something, or not being very flexible, you know. Frequent example that I use, you know, how many times did you lose, like, your mental happiness, you know, simply, or somebody misplaced something in your kitchen. Why does it really matter, you know, like, so, small things like that, you know, every day there's opportunities, you know, it's like, misplacing something. So I have to have, you know, this particular glass, that's why I drink my tea, morning tea. So every morning I have to have this glass to drink my tea. One day, oh, this glass is missing. Initial thought, then you don't think, oh, I misplaced it. You thought, oh, Gishi Sangpo probably put it somewhere else. That's what we think. That's what we, unfortunately, that's what we do, that's what we think. So then, you know, there's another, how's it called? This is called mock cup. There's many other things serve the same purpose, but you are not content. You have to have this yellow. I have yellow glass, mock. It has to be yellow. But tea doesn't taste better, you know, yellow mock, but, you know, that's what my mind think. So then, you know, sometime, you know, it's Gijama's mistake. Then I want to educate him from now on. So, you know, sometimes it's my mistake. Gijama will say, oh, Gijama, that's, you are the one who misplaced it. I want in conversation right there. No more talk, finish. No more talk. So, like that. You know, that's how, you know, it's no good. So now, all of that, you know, is unnecessary stress that we go through. It's not necessary. But that's not how we act. So, mindfulness will help. Mindfulness is very important to get more happiness, of course. The same time, it's equal important, equal, equally important as protect my calm mind. There's so many thousand different ways you lose your calm mind, you know, thousand different ways. And some of them are not important as you think. And you are not flexible and not able to let it go. I'd like to share one story, Milarepa. There's one great hermit in Tibetan, he's Tibetan. Most of the time he lives in the jungle, in the wilderness. He has one pot made out of clay. That's where he eats, that's where he drinks, that's all he possesses, nothing else. One day probably thief come to his cave. Probably in the dark there's no light, they're looking. Milarepa kind of laughs. He said, what are you looking for? I can't find anything during the daytime. Probably I'm not going to find anything in the night. So then he has nothing to... So anyway, one day he's carrying this pot and going to the creek to get water to drink. It's kind of rainy season. And he slipped. And he lost control, he lost that pot out of his hand. And hit on the piece of rock and broke. What will you do? What will we do if that happened to us? Probably it goes on many, many days or months. Milarepa, look at that. It's right here. It's gone. It is nature of impermanent. Finish. Conversation is finished. If that happened to you, if that happened to me, so probably the conversation is not going to end like that. So that's exactly how to let it go. Milarepa should learn some lessons and also use the lesson that he learned and use and apply it right there. Zathata is a tatame. It's right here, now it's gone. That's the nature of impermanent. Milarepa just move on. Not thinking about that. And we, you know, say like, then we like, I'm not sort of cross or whatever, like, you know, so even if we're trying to kick on the door, if you're, even you come in, or accidentally you hit your toe, on the draw, you know, I'm not sure here, probably you curse, you know, in Tibet probably you spit. But different traditions do different things, you know. But obviously it doesn't help, but you know, that's how we do. That's what we do, you know, so, and that's not good. So, mindfulness is important, you know, to, right from the beginning of the morning, certain things are important, certain things are not important as we think. We can be flexible. No, as I mentioned, it's not any kind of pizza. It has to be Papa John pizza, like that. No, so then, not being flexible with the Dunkin' Donut pizza. You go to India, Nepal, looking for a Dunkin' Donut in the wrong place in the wrong time. Yeah, so like that's all like not being flexible. So. In order to let it go, so we have to be flexible, that requires some knowledge. In Buddhism, like, impermanent, everything changes. So with that, so then I will close my Mickey Mouse talk here. Yeah. So then today, you know, it's like special holidays. So, whatever I'm trying to say it here at the center, you know, I just repeated, you know, what has been said, what I learned. So we have this beautiful stupa here outside. So yesterday, you know, reading the benefit of, you know, the stupas, I read a little bit. It says, you know, health complications, nightmare, all of that, you know, just simply going around the stupa will help. No, so much merit you could create it just simply going one round the stupa, because in that stupa is not empty, there's like filled with relics. And many of those relics is like the manifestation of enlightened thought. That's how we get benefit. No, it's just manifested by their thought, manifested onto a piece of paper or something. There are so many relics inside the stupa. So going round, you know, so I'm so happy, you know, to see the kids, they go around. So they get benefit, believe it or not, they get benefit, you know. So it says, you know, like all kinds of health complications, you know, like the complication in the mind, even the nightmare, you know, if you go around the astral, you know. So please take advantage, and energy on this particular day, energy multiplies, because this consciousness, you know, is very holy day. So very happy each time when I see people going around, and you get benefit. Of course, I will say a prayer. You know, we all say prayer. That's why we say money mantra, para mantra, all the people who need prayer on the prayer list. So we are saying that for them. So maybe it will probably work in a mystical way. So then, you know, if you are going around stupa, so you get benefit. Okay, so please take advantage. So today is a special day. So it kind of multiplies. So we already did practice here this morning around 5 o'clock. This is my second time here, so I already came here this morning around 5 o'clock. So, so, you know, wonderful people, you know, this is happening because of all of your contributions, you know. This is, as I said many times, this is not my center. Some of you think, oh, this is my center. I know nothing about finance part, you know. I don't want to get involved right from the beginning, so that's my position. I come here, my job is to teach class. Everything else run by people like you here. You know, that's why this is so successful. So something to be rejoiced, you know, especially when you're having difficult time. So think something to rejoice, you know, or you can come here. So this stupa is built here because of you, and the center has been built here because of you. So wonderful people, wonderful people. So so I've been here 15 years with center, 15 years. So really happy, you know. Generally speaking, not every single moment. I also had bad day too. most of the time. So I don't go out much. So you know, a lot of time, you know, when you go out, and there's problems, the people, you know, most of the time, you know, I'm one of the Tibetan couch potato. Here, so I stay most of my house. So anyway, so just know, just please rejoice. Whatever is happening is happening. It's our effort. It's not my effort. It's our effort. You know, it's happening. Whatever is happening here, class, all the activities, you know, children's program, everything here, because of our effort. So I just want you to know, in this special day, I want you to rejoice, and energy multiplies. And also please take advantage, you know, this holy object, the stupa. The reason there's benefit because this contains so many relics inside the stupa. So you get benefits, okay? While you go around the stupa, you don't need to be silent. No, you can talk and go. Same time you can talk and same go. Okay? Thank you.
And go to the first pink sheet again. And let's start with the dedication verses from Master Shantideva, which is the book that the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, which Geshe-la was teaching from today. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with the mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain. Until then, may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. Savior of the snowland teachings and transmigratory beings, who extensively clarifies the path that unifies emptiness and compassion, to the lotus in the hand, Lord Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all our holy wishes be fulfilled. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatara, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You who uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.